Good day, dear listeners. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. I pray that you will be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name. Last week, we talked about what it means to stand upon your watch. Standing upon your watch is a condition to hearing the voice of God, like the prophet Habakkuk did. We noted that many of the mistakes and errors that we commit as children of God can be avoided if we create time to fellowship with God. Listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit is a confirmation of your sonship in Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Before we proceed into our discussion for today, let us again read the text we are considering. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. It says, and I read, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Our focus will be on the content of the word of the Lord today. The Lord answered the prophet to write a vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Writing achieves two things, which are clarity and remembrance. Your thought goes into the process of writing. This makes it possible for you to understand what is being said. With writing, you begin to process the words you have heard in your mind, and this leads to clarity. The second thing writing does is to equip you with the power of remembrance, because you have stored the information. So, in years to come, you can still make reference to the information you once stored. As a believer, many have no record of their dealings with God in the school of the Spirit, thereby making them to lack proofs. They find it difficult to keep the record of their vows and covenant with God. Such persons usually lack direction. Proper recording is a very important attribute of those who have a closer walk with God. That is, with proper record, your walk with God is enhanced and you gain speed in life, because whoever reads what is written will make advancement in life. Then what exactly is written? The vision. Vision simply has to do with what is seen. It means that God reveals the vision either by words or pictures, and man sees the vision through his sight or ears. The two work hand in hand. So whatever is seen is converted to words, and whatever is heard is converted to pictures. A voice came to prophet Elijah as he stood on the mountain in 1 Kings 19 verse 13. The Lord showed Daniel images in chapter 10 of the book of Daniel after he had fasted for 3 weeks. Vision is a very important part of our spiritual experience. Its importance is emphasized in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, which says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Vision saves from evil, distraction, difficulties, wrong association, and death, a major thing that God imparts and that is very distinctive of believers is vision. The ability to see is sometimes referred to as insight or foresight. The vision can be in the place of your career, marriage, health, ministry, children, decisions, relationships, and many others. When the vision is given, it must be understood and acted upon. That is what guarantees a life of continuous victory. Without vision, a man is lost. I pray that you will not be lost in Jesus' name. Amen. A sinner cannot have vision. Why? This is because his faculties are dead through sin. I encourage you to surrender your heart to God today in order to enjoy a life of vision. Invite Jesus into your heart, and I am sure you will not regret it. For prayers and counseling, write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Do well to share with others.